Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, gather around the radio. It's time for another installment, a special New Year's installment of A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. My name is Michael Harrison. It's my privilege to serve as anchor of the program. It's an ensemble show with lots of good people involved. The host and founder of the show is Carol Marks, one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues and a champion in the battle against ageism. Carol is taking the program off. She's on a holiday vacation with her family. We look forward to her return. Our guest is our senior correspondent, Steve Wiseman. He's a nationally respected attorney and a professor at Bentley University in Boston. He's one of America's leading experts on scams and fraud, and a handy guy to have around us as we get deeper into the digital age and face not only the wonderful gifts and opportunities being provided by this brave new world, but the really dangerous threats that come with them. Steve, you keep your eye on these things. That is your specialty. You are an attorney. You are a college professor. You teach law. You're a columnist. You're a talking head. And among the many things having to do with the law that you, as I said, keep your eye on is scams with scamicide.com, a website that people go to, and the many books that you've written on the topic. You're the best person that I could possibly ask this broad question to as we end a year and we go into a new year here at the cusp of 2015 into 2016, which is amazing to me that we're 16% of the way into the 21st century. It's pretty amazing when you think about it. 16% into the new century. I'm still thinking of the bicentennial, let alone Y2K.
You're good. I'm stuck in the 60s.
1984 is approaching. Do you think in our lifetimes, we're about the same age, do you think the world, the nation, humanity, is getting increasingly corrupt? Are we going through some type of a long cycle, or is the type of corruption that we see just the way it's always been, and it just seems profound because it's now?
Yeah, this is one of the few times I can take a positive view of this, because all so often, as you know, I'm constantly saying things aren't as bad as you think, they're worse. But they're not any worse than they have been. And as far as the corruption, this is not to say that we're not in a tremendously corrupt period, but it's no worse than it ever has been. It's the fact that it's now, it's the fact that we're aware of it, and the fact that with mass media and the Internet, it's so much simpler to achieve. I mean, before, if someone was going to steal from you, they had to be near you. Now they can be a continent away. So I suppose it's, if we get a glimmer of hope, it's that, no, people aren't any more criminal than they ever have been. It's just easier for them to do it.
So this is a matter of the Internet amplifying the power of corruption. And just as we talk about, well, look at these conversations that we're having. They are enhanced and made possible by the modern technology we have today, by the digital age, by the Internet. So many things are made easier by the grid that we're all on, and it's getting increasingly speedy and accessible. The downside is that the bad guys have access to those tools as well.
Yeah, and it is. And you have everything from corrupt politicians and money laundering being easier to do, to scammers and identity thieves that are around the world that can be attacking you or attacking our systems. And by our systems, I mean not just financial systems, but even our infrastructure, which is in real danger because of the Internet of Things. Everything is connected with the Internet, and there is a lot of real advantages to this. But the disadvantages is the Internet was never set up for security. And so, for instance, our energy grid is very vulnerable to terrorists, foreign countries. And, yeah, we are in jeopardy because as much as the Internet and the computer has made our lives better, it also makes it easier to be endangered.
Could you give a quick definition to those who don't know that it's not just a term, but that it has a specific meaning, what the Internet of Things means?
Yeah, you know, we know about the Internet, and the Internet where we're communicating and we're gathering information, but our things connect with the Internet, and so we're able with our smartphone to change the heating on our thermostat from afar. We're able to have toys. There is the new Barbie, the $79 Barbie that is being introduced this year, apparently is will answer questions that your child will ask. But it also is eavesdropping and can be hacked into. And part of the problem is whether it's our cars, our toasters, whatever thing, we have medical devices that are within us that are able to be read through the Internet. Whenever there's a connection, they all get together and they share information, and that becomes the problem, because your refrigerator may be ratting you out. Your refrigerator may be hacked, and information that the you have in your computer can be gotten through the refrigerator's hacking to the bad guys. So this is something that in our own personal lives is a real concern. There was a Jaguar stolen, and this is the car Jaguar, stolen from a New Zealand lot where someone walked by it, got into it, and drove it off the lot without a key, because through the Internet of Things, they were able to pick up the electronic signals to turn it on. So this is something that is happening more and more. We're going to see it this year. I mean, it gets into the realm of like Homeland and things, where people can have medical devices that can be altered. Former Vice President Cheney had a device taken out because of a concern that terrorists would be able to manipulate it. So it's a real threat.
Can you imagine that? Yeah, Vice President of the United States cannot take a chance on having a digital device because somebody can hack it and turn him into the Manchurian Vice President.
I thought he was.
I have to tell you something, Steve. You made me feel a little bit better, because I thought I was getting paranoid. I've noticed my refrigerator has been looking at me
there
funny.
There you go. But remember, even paranoids have enemies, and they have a refrigerator. Yeah, funny thing with the hacking of Barbie. Barbie was originally hacked by some hackers in England, and they were more of the playful hackers. So instead of stealing information, they just reprogrammed Barbie to say language that even Ken wouldn't use, but which was kind of amusing, except for the fact that then it comes back through your little girls.
Now, I know you're a lawyer and not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, but maybe you can help me out. Why do I feel obligated to be polite to Siri?
Her voice, and you know, it's funny you say that. I know people that purposely are a little rude to Siri, to see how she will respond in such a nice manner. But I don't know, she just talks so nicely. You want to treat her well.
But it's almost like, you know, she's going to say to me something like, "Oh, come on, I hear this all the time. Must you be so immature?" You know, I'm telling you. I know, you know, I'm not one of these people who believe that AI or artificial intelligence will ever, and this is more of a philosophical belief than a technological belief. I don't believe that AI will ever achieve consciousness.
I totally agree with you.
Okay, so, and there are two schools of thought in this. And if you really look at the two schools of thought seriously, from a philosophical level, they really do separate humanity into two very different takes on reality, in terms of whether or not we are results of the universe or the universe is a result of us. You know, but let's not get into all of that. But it really does come down to dealing with machines with personalities. And that's not quite what I wanted to talk about, but it's a kissing cousin of the subject, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, frankly, it is a matter of everything that can be done can be manipulated to the dark side of the force, which is kind of timely right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. There are limits on artificial intelligence, and I happen to agree with you. Remember, whenever we are always creating it, and so we're the ones programming it, and it can take it from there, but truly as far as a consciousness there, I don't think we're going to see that.
Yeah, Siri is not having an experience.
Exactly.
You know, but, that being said, before we get into scams for the new year, I want to talk about another aspect of this, and that is the erosion of privacy. We're talking with our senior correspondent, Steve Wiseman, here on A Touch of Gray. He is an expert on scams. His website is scamicide.com. He's written a ton of books on the subject, published by Prentice Hall, including The Truth About Avoiding Scams and Identity Theft Alert. And he is not only a nationally respected attorney, but he's also a professor at Bentley University in Boston. We'll find out more about privacy, a very, very valuable and disappearing commodity, when A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, continues.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Dinovite. com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite. com.
Bernadette Duncan spent 26 years as a radio talk show producer. In her new book, Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with Newsers, Schmoozers, Boozers, and Losers, she shares her adventures in the trenches of big-time talk radio during the changing backdrop of America's pre- and post-9/11 realities. This exciting story includes Bernadette's impressions of the quirky celebrity talk show hosts whom she served during her career, Larry King, Sally Jesse Raphael, Gil Gross, Tom Snyder, Lou Dobbs, Charles Osgood, and more. It's full of anecdotes about hundreds of high-profile guests from media, show business, and politics. Also quirky, ego-driven, and neurotic. Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with Newsers, Schmoozers, Boozers, and Losers, an analytical look at the media, journalism, and the complex nature of ego. Get it now at Amazon.com.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-559-2269. 800-559-2269. 800-559-2269. That's 800-559-2269.
Continuing now with A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups this New Year's weekend. I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair, and we're talking with Steve Wiseman, our senior correspondent, who's nationally respected as an attorney. He's a well-known professor at Bentley University in Boston, and he's one of America's leading experts on scams and fraud. When we left off, we were bringing up the topic, a very, very sensitive topic, of perhaps one of the greatest problems we face going into the digital age and this next segment of the 21st century, and that is the loss of privacy. I see the erosion of privacy as being one of the biggest changes, one of the biggest challenges, and probably one of the biggest problems we face as we enter this new digital age. What do you think?
I totally agree. And, you know, partly I think it's because people didn't recognize the value of privacy. And this is something from where I am, dealing with scams and identity theft. The more data that is accumulated by, I'm going to say, the generic bad guys, the stronger they get and the greater ability to make harm. And I'll give you some examples. Right now, half of the population of the United States of America has been victims of medical identity theft. The healthcare industry in general has been a particular source of hacks and data breaches, and it's a combination of they are both particularly vulnerable. We can talk about that why another time, but there's also valuable information there. And interestingly enough, you have two groups that are taking this. On the one hand, you have identity thieves who exploit that immediately for financial gain with stealing social security numbers and other things to for identity theft. But you also have governments, including the Chinese government in particular, which gathers as much information as they can to better understand, in essence, their adversary or competitor, and they manipulate this information. And then you have the problem exacerbated by a younger generation who believes that everything they are doing should be made public, and so they violate their own privacy, and they provide the weapons to the people who would steal from them.
That's the part of it that's insidious, is that the culture is changing whereby people don't value privacy. One of the amplifications we were talking about before of the Internet, of the digital age, is that people are seduced, and I think seduced is a good word, into feeling a sense of ease at revealing their most personal secrets and aspects of their life into this vast ocean known as the Internet that can be tapped into by anyone. And they just, not only do they not worry about it happening, they seem to get off on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, when you talk about getting off on it, there have been a number of scams and blackmailing and extortion that has been done by people establishing relationships on the Internet, and again communicating with their screen and their webcam in front of them, and doing sexual acts with someone that they think they are having a relationship with, and then that person on the other side turns out to be a criminal, a scammer, who says, I am going to send this worldwide, I'm going to release this information, and you are, unless you pay up. I'm a professor at Bentley University, and one of the courses I teach white-collar crime. I also teach media law, and I'm constantly telling my students, never put up anything on social media that you would not want an employer to be able to see in a few years. And yet they forget this lesson all too often. And it's a serious problem. You also get down to as basic as people will put up all kinds of information on social media and Facebook and others. That information gets taken by these incredibly adept scam artists, the only criminals we call artists, and they will use that to ingratiate themselves with that person or people who are friends with that person and draw from them the information and data they need to steal from them.
Wow. So two things I've drawn from this. First is, don't do anything disgusting with anybody that you're not close to or that you know.
Even with the people you know. I'll tell you, very frankly, one of the things we've talked about in my media law classes are these cases where they have women who they take nude photos of themselves, give them to the boyfriend, they break up, the boyfriend puts them online, and what is the legal liability there? And there have been some laws that have been made. However, if you gave that photograph to that person, you gave that photograph to that person. That person can do what they want. Even if you trust that person, their smartphone, their computer can get hacked. This is where you talk about the privacy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't put anything up anywhere that you think if it became public it could be embarrassing.
Wow, and that's an awful lot of stuff when you think about it. That would cut down about 80% of all internet communications if you stop and think about it. Anybody could see this. Anybody. We tend to have this assuredness, this confidence, this false confidence that things are private when they are not. And I would think that one of the things we need to do to fight this is to educate children from a very early age about the dangers of communications in general.
You can't be more accurate on that one, because here's the problem. The kids learn immediately, and it's fascinating to watch little kids on their computers, on their smartphones. So unfortunately, they're quite adept and comfortable with the technology without ever being educated as to the risks. And the risks are as simple as, and this is why I sometimes say for families with young children, the kids should have their computer and you should have yours that you use for online banking or financial matters, because they will unwittingly download free music, free games, and with it will come malware that'll steal the information. So you want to keep yours separate. But the bigger issue is, as you say, the fact that they are comfortable with putting everything up there. They know how to use the technology, and they are not going to be looking into the future as far as information that they put up that can be used to harm them, or information and data material they put up there that can embarrass them or work to their detriment later.
And that ties into another social phenomenon that ties into philosophy again, back to what we were originally talking about, and that is intimacy is a very, very perishable thing. We're talking with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Esquire. Steve Wiseman is our senior correspondent here in A Touch of Gray. He's a professor at Bentley University in Boston, a nationally respected attorney and author, one of the leading experts on scams and fraud. His website is scamicide.com. And now we're getting into intimacy and the eternal now, that we make promises, we have confidences, we think that the relationships that we share are going to always be the way they are at this moment when we press that very dangerous button that is called send. So we're going to get into that when A Touch of Gray continues. If you want to check out our website and find out all about Carol Marks, who's taking a well-deserved vacation this weekend, and resources for better living, and the archives of some of our best shows and interviews, please check it out at atouchofgray.com. Atouchofgray.com. We spell gray with an E. I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair. A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, continues with our conversation with Steve Wiseman in just a moment. Hi, this is Michael Harrison. I hope you're enjoying this installment of A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, and finding it to be a meaningful listening experience. This wonderful little weekend program has been on the radio across America in one form or another for more than 20 years. Its mission is to provide mature Americans with information and content about aging to help them cope with the nonstop challenges of life during these hectic modern times. We're talking about health, finances, relationships, and plain old fun. Whether it's learning about the latest technology and social norms, or fondly remembering yesterday's arts and entertainment, A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, is dedicated to serving that gigantic segment of the population so sadly ignored by most of today's popular media. Founded and hosted by a truly great lady, Carol Marks, one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues and a champion in the ongoing battle against ageism, this program is geared to what has commonly been referred to as the sandwich generation. Baby boomers who are coping with such challenges as still supporting their adult children while caring for their elderly parents. It's my honor and privilege to be associated with Carol Marks and be a part of her mission to support, defend, and inspire today's generation of what she lovingly calls seasoned citizens. A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, online at www.atouchofgray.com. We spell gray with an E. And right here on this great radio station every weekend. Thank you so much for listening.
This is Brad Shepard. Whenever you think of Social Security, do you think of survivors' benefits too? You see, Social Security is more than retirement. Social Security makes regular monthly payments to the families of workers who die too. More than 7 million people get survivors' benefits from Social Security, including almost 2 million children. Benefits that pay for food and clothing, medical care, and school benefits you can count on when you're planning your financial future. For more information, go to the SSA website at www.ssa.gov.
Michael Harrison here. Those of you who follow talk radio and are interested in what goes on behind the scenes might also know me as the publisher of Talkers Magazine, the trade publication that serves the talk media industry. We cover the talk show business as it exists on radio, television, and the internet. I often have the opportunity to speak about these media as a guest on radio and TV talk shows or comment on industry developments in newspapers and magazines. For the past 2 years, I've also hosted a weekly podcast that delves into the media in general and focuses on the rapid changes, not only in radio, but all of communications technology. Changes that I believe are contributing to rewiring the human nervous system. Computers, social media, and all the different platforms of instantaneous communications that define the new digital age are combining to actually accelerate our evolution as a species. Sound pretty far out? Well, it is. As a matter of fact, the name of this podcast series is Up Close and Far Out with Michael Harrison. Each week, I interview an outstanding personality from the world of radio or any number of its related fields in the arts, sciences, entertainment, politics, or academia. It's available to download, and you can subscribe to it at absolutely no charge whatsoever at iTunes or at the website www.upcloseandfarout.com. Up Close and Far Out with Michael Harrison. Just a click away on your computer or mobile device. Visit iTunes or www.upcloseandfarout.com. Make Up Close and Far Out with Michael Harrison a weekly podcast listening experience. Thank you.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Continuing now with A Touch of Grey, the talk show for grown-ups this very special New Year's weekend as we have gone from 2015 to 2016, and the world continues to change, and many of those changes that we face are due to communications, certainly due to the Internet. I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair, and our guest is Steve Wiseman. He's a senior correspondent here on A Touch of Grey. He's also an attorney and a professor at Bentley University, and he is one of America's leading experts on scams and fraud, and his website is scamicide.com. We've been talking about intimacy and how our trust in the moment, our trust in our relationships as they are right now, can come back after we press that send button and bite us in the you-know-what. The people that you feel intimate with, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your wife, your lover, your partner, your coworker, your best buddy, that's only now.
Yeah.
Time changes agreements. Well, you're a lawyer. That's why we write it down in a contract. Isn't it amazing how the passage of time changes the reality of how much we trust somebody or how we feel about something that we once agreed to or that we thought was forever. You know what I'm saying?
I do. And the thing is, we didn't really have to be as concerned about it because there wasn't the total sharing of our lives and the evidences of our lives on social media with videos, with photographs, with everything being shared. You know, at one time it was the Polaroid shot that may have been there. But now it is so prevalent to be sharing these moments without recognizing the fact that, yeah, you may not be with that person. And that's been the big issue with these various websites. There was one called Texans.com, and it was with XXX, and this was for jilted guys to put up photos of ex-girlfriends. And frankly, there were a lot of problems as far as the legality of it. If this picture was taken, either given to this person or taken with permission, they owned it. And people don't think about our lives change.
Yeah,
you may not want it there.
Right.
And the permanency of something up on the Internet.
They're caught up in the moment.
The Internet, it's everywhere forever.
They're caught up in the moment. They're caught up in that intimate moment that you think will last forever. And the fact is, we don't feel the same way from moment to moment about anything.
No.
And we have to think about the long-term consequences now of every momentary impulse. The consequences could be dire, and usually are, which takes us back to something you said earlier. You said that approximately 50% of the population has been breached in terms of medical information.
Yeah.
How do you come up with 50%? My feeling would be it's 100%. In other words, the way I look at this, if you poison the pool, every part of the pool has the poison in it. Some places might have a higher concentration of it, but eventually it'll filter to the entire pool, to the entire universe of whatever it is that you're measuring. How's it possible, considering how far into the Internet age we are and how uneducated we have been and continue to be about this very topic we're discussing today, how is it that 100% of the population is now subject to some form of intellectual invasion, some sort of identity invasion, some kind of breach of their privacy?
Yeah, with a broader definition like that, you're probably accurate. My 50% number is coming from the hundreds of millions of people who just in the last year were specific victims of data breaches at medical care providers. And interestingly enough, because I was smiling as you were saying, it should be more. The most recent report from the General Accountability Office about the data security at healthcare providers, where I got that 50% figure, said pretty much as you said, the number is greater. This is just the people who and the companies that realized that they have been hacked. And so, when you're talking about that, it is true that our privacy is definitely, it has been invaded, all of us to a great extent. It has not necessarily been criminally exploited for everyone, but quite frankly, it's out there. It's available. You don't need to be a criminal who wants to misuse this information. Doesn't have to be a sophisticated cyber criminal, because they can either buy the information that's been stolen online from the wholesaler of this information, or they can buy the software to do their own cyber attacks on their own. And sometimes they don't even have to get special software, because people are just putting up information they shouldn't on social media that comes back to haunt them.
Now this is not just happening on the Internet. I understand that there are porch pirates now, people that follow delivery men around and steal your packages. And I remember growing up, it was considered to be a crime punishable by hanging if you ever interfered with the United States Postal Service. And yet now you really are foolish to leave your mail in your mailbox for more than 10 seconds, considering your credit cards are there and your bills and your personal information. The old analog way of stealing is very popular as well.
Absolutely. All of these crimes are high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. You mentioned the theft of packages being left during the holiday season. This is an absolute huge problem. But every day of the year, it is a problem with people's mailboxes. And it comes in two fashions. One is people that, when they are sending out their mail, will put their mail in their mailbox, flip up the flag to let the postal carrier know that there's something outgoing there. Well, that's also telling the identity thief cruising through the neighborhood that I can pick up your credit card bill and check that you have in there, which will allow them to make counterfeit checks from your check and empty your bank account. It'll also give them your credit card information that they can misuse, including the fact that on the back of your statement that you send in with your bill, there's usually a place for you to have a change of address. And they'll do that too. And it'll be maybe, oh, a couple of months before you go, you know, I haven't gotten a credit card bill. Well, guess what? It's because it's been changed. And the identity thief is going to get longer access to it. So, yeah, the scams and risks are analog, they're digital, they're high-tech, they're low-tech, they're no-tech.
Do we catch any of these scoundrels? I mean, are there agencies, law enforcement agencies, that have a handle on it at all? Do they issue harsh punishments for this type of thing?
Well, you know, it's interesting you ask that. The pettier criminals who usually are not as smart, they get caught. The bigger fish are more difficult to deal with. They get away with it, even to a point where now you're finding organized crime is getting involved with healthcare fraud, and they're getting involved with healthcare fraud and identity theft because it's easy to accomplish. There's a little chance of getting caught, and frankly, the offenses aren't big enough. There was a drop in street crime in Tampa, Florida, and it was attributed to the fact that the gangs, which formerly dealt in violent crimes and drug dealing, were finding it was far more lucrative and less risky to do income tax identity theft. So they would steal information that would have Social Security numbers, and then they would send in phony tax returns, get money from the federal government. This is a process that we lose billions of dollars to every year. So it's incredible how crime is evolving and who's doing it.
We're talking with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Esquire. Steve Wiseman, our senior correspondent here on A Touch of Gray. He's an expert on scams. His website is scamaside.com. And when we continue our discussion with Steve, we are going to talk about what the scams of 2016 promise to be and what we should be aware of and look out for and protect ourselves from. I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair, and you're listening to A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about three quarters.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you four extra packs of Nubba Nubs. Free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynovite.com.
Bernadette Duncan spent 26 years as a radio talk show producer. In her new book, Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with Newsers, Schmoozers, Boozers, and Losers, she shares her adventures in the trenches of big-time talk radio during the changing backdrop of America's pre- and post-9/11 realities. This exciting story includes Bernadette's impressions of the quirky celebrity talk show hosts whom she served during her career, Larry King, Sally Jesse Raphael, Gil Gross, Tom Snyder, Lou Dobbs, Charles Osgood, and more. It's full of anecdotes about hundreds of high-profile guests from media, show business, and politics. Also quirky, ego-driven, and neurotic. Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with Newsers, Schmoozers, Boozers, and Losers. An analytical look at the media, journalism, and the complex nature of ego. Get it now. at Amazon.com.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-559-2269. 800-559-2269. 800-559-2269. That's 800-559-2269.
Continuing now with A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, our special New Year's weekend edition, and our conversation with scam expert and our senior correspondent, Steve Wiseman. So what are some scams to watch out for? I know that you keep up with, on a daily basis, at scamaside.com. Here we have a very large audience. What are some of the big ones that we should look out for in the coming year?
Well, you know, one of the biggest things that still is going to be, a problem is income tax identity theft. And the key to this is, someone gets your information, files an income tax return with a phonied-up W-2. They can not only get money from the federal government, but it will take like a year before you can straighten out your own taxes with the government. The best thing you can do is file early, because the income tax identity thieves have to file before you do to make it work. So the earlier you can do that, the better. The biggest thing other than that is, don't be your own worst enemy, because almost every one of the major data breaches and it has occurred because of what's called phishing. And that is, you will get an email, you will get a text message, and it will lure you to click on a link. And the thing is, in that link will be malware that will steal all of the information from your computer, from your smartphone. And so here again, the thing is, the motto, trust me, you can't trust anyone. When you get something from, there's one that's just going around now, an American Express phishing email, and it lures you into it, and they look good. The counterfeits look good. You never click on the link. You don't contact them. If you think it possibly could be legitimate, you flip over your American Express card, you see the 800 number to call, and you call in there. So that's those are the two biggest things to look out for right now.
You think by now people would know better, but more and more people are going online. I mean, I would think everybody's online, but it's not true, is it? I mean, every day there are new people, obviously young people going online who are getting their first smartphone at the age of 3.
Yeah, exactly.
And older people are going online now, and the same older people who, when the door knocks and somebody wants to sell them something, oh, come in, have a cup of coffee, I'd love to talk to you, I'm lonely. Or even more prevalently, when the telephone scam telemarketers call, they actually stay on the phone and talk to them. One, they're polite, and two, they actually listen to the pitch for ridiculous investments that are completely inappropriate for anyone, let alone somebody who is 70, 80 years old. We're talking with Steve Wiseman. Steve Wiseman is our senior correspondent. He's also an expert on scams and fraud. He's written a number of books on the topic, published by Prentice Hall, and his website is scamaside.com. On this special New Year's edition of A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. I'm Michael Harrison, and we will continue with Steve Wiseman in a moment. I do want to advise you to check out our website at www.atouchofgray.com. Gray is spelled with an E. At that website, we have all kinds of tips for good living. You can follow the adventures of this program's host and founder, Carol Marks, one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues and a champion in the battle against ageism. And even more importantly, we have the archives. This program's been on the air for many, many years, and we have plenty of listening material, old interviews and programs for you to check out if you missed them the first time around. That's A Touch of Gray, with an E, atouchofgray.com. A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, continues right here on this great talk radio station in just a moment.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas. Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Strains, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb. Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Bernadette Duncan spent 26 years as a radio talk show producer. In her new book, Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with Newsers, Schmoozers, Boozers, and Losers, she shares her adventures in the trenches of big-time talk radio during the changing backdrop of America's pre- and post-9/11 realities. This exciting story includes Bernadette's impressions of the quirky celebrity talk show hosts whom she served during her career, Larry King, Sally Jesse Raphael, Gil Gross, Tom Snyder, Lou Dobbs, Charles Osgood, and more. It's full of anecdotes about hundreds of high-profile guests from media, show business, and politics, also quirky, ego-driven, and neurotic. Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with Newsers, Schmoozers, Boozers, and Losers, an analytical look at the media, journalism, and the complex nature of ego. Get it now at Amazon.com.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-559-2269. 800-559-2269. 800-559-2269. That's 800-559-2269.
This is Brad Shepard. Whenever you think of Social Security, do you think of survivor's benefits too? You see, Social Security is more than retirement. Social Security makes regular monthly payments to the families of workers who die too. More than 7 million people get survivor's benefits from Social Security, including almost 2 million children. Benefits that pay for food and clothing, medical care, and school benefits you can count on when you're planning your financial future. For more information, go to the SSA website at www.ssa.gov.
Continuing now with A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair, and we come to the final segment of this hour and our conversation with scam expert Steve Wiseman.
With the oldsters, and why are they attacked so much? One, it's the old, why do you rob banks? Because that's where the money is. But very often they are lonely. They talk to the people on the phone. And there was a study done at the University of Iowa that showed there's a part of our brain that as we age, deals with skepticism and it becomes less viable. And so they are more trusting and they can be manipulated. Flip side of this, when you were mentioning the youth, there was a study done in the United Kingdom that indicated that the average age of cyber criminals now has dropped to 17 in the UK. And, I mean, the sophistication of some of them. There was a huge scam, hundreds of millions of dollars was lost. And what happened was the scammers hacked into the companies that issued press releases for other companies, such as they're going to announce what their earnings are going to be and this kind, and other information that can affect their stock. So by getting that information, hacking in there and getting that a day or two early before it becomes public, it's trading on insider information. They're able to track where stocks are going to go, and they were able to make a lot of money.
Where are these criminals coming from? Where's the breeding ground for people who are sophisticated enough about the technology to be able to take it to that higher power and use it so creatively?
Well, interestingly enough, many of them come from Eastern Europe, and that stock scam where, this is another one. When J.P. Morgan was hacked for 72 million people, all they wanted was the emails for addresses of people who were bank customers. They then sent them what they call pump and dump emails. These were emails to get them to invest in stocks in legitimate companies, but small companies that the hackers had already bought an interest in. Then if the price goes up when they send this to millions of people who they lure many of them into investing, into an investment just because someone told them it's a good one, then the price goes up, the hackers sell their stock, the stock collapses when the truth comes out, and people have lost their money. But the reason I mention that when you say who was, one of these guys that was caught is a Ukrainian, and they asked him how could they fool so many people in the United States about these stocks, and he said, they buy stocks like we drink vodka.
How do they learn how to do this?
Interpol looked at computer crime and said there were only 100 computer geniuses in the world, and what they do is they create the software, the malware. They then sell it to people on the black market. They call it the dark web. They sell it to criminals who are not sophisticated enough to create this, but they will then buy it. They get updates. They get guarantees. They then will hit these large stores and great groups of people, gather credit cards, all of this information, and they in turn will sell it in retail to retail groups who are going to buy the individual information. So it's a very neat business plan. You've got the brilliant guys selling their data to the mid-level criminals who sell it then to the lower-level criminals.
In conclusion, personally and professionally, what do we have to look forward to in terms of this?
Unfortunately, to end on a not-so-high note, things are going to get worse before they get better.
Thank you, Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Steve Wiseman is a senior correspondent here on A Touch of Gray. He is also a professor at Bentley University. He is the author of a number of books about scams and fraud, published by Prentice Hall, and his website is scamicide.com. Thank you, Steve. And thank you to Dwayne Duby Jr., our producer on the front line, putting it all together. A huge thanks and gratitude to Carol Marks, the founder of the program, the host of the show, one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues. I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair. On behalf of all of us here, I wish you a very, very happy New Year. And join us next week for another episode in the amazing adventures of A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups.